USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Nearly a foot of rain fell in a matter of hours in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, causing widespread flooding, the closure of the city's airport, and the suspension of high-speed commuter rail service for the Broward County region. The city of Fort Lauderdale released a statement last night urging residents and visitors to stay off the roads until the water has subsided. The Washington Post is reporting the person behind a massive leak of classified U.S. military documents worked on a military base and posted sensitive national security secrets to an online group of friends on the Discord platform. The documents were online for months before the Biden administration caught wind of it. Strategic Communications at the National Security Council, John Kirby from Ireland, is playing catch-up.
There is a small U.S. military presence at the embassy in conjunction with the Defense Attaché's office to help us work on accountability of the material that is going in and out of Ukraine. The United States will not have troops fighting this war in Ukraine.
Entertainer Jamie Foxx's oldest daughter, Corrine, revealed that her dad suffered a medical complication but is now in recovery. She announced on social media last night her father, Jamie Foxx, experienced a medical complication. At this time, it's unclear what that unspecified complication is. We do know Jamie's been working in Atlanta, Georgia, on a film called Back in Action with co-stars Glenn Close and Cameron Diaz. The second of two Tennessee lawmakers expelled for taking part in blocking a Tennessee state house from a gun vote last week has been reinstated.
Shelby County, Tennessee commissioners reappointed Justin Pearson to his seat temporarily.
We look forward to continuing to fight, continuing to advocate until justice rolls down like water and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Let's get back to work!
Pearson and his colleague will still face special elections to determine if they should keep their seats. I'm Skip Kelly.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Two House Democrats are calling for the resignation of California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
California Democratic Representative Ro Khanna said on Twitter that it was time for the 89-year-old to resign and that it was, quote, obvious she can no longer fulfill her duties. Minnesota Democrat Dean Phillips agreed, calling it a dereliction of duty for her to remain in the Senate. Feinstein has been recovering from shingles away from Washington, which has stalled confirmation of President Biden's judicial appointments because of her seat on the Judiciary Committee. I'm Skip Kelly.
Automakers face big challenges in transitioning the nation to electric vehicles to meet tougher exhaust emission standards proposed by the Biden administration. The problems facing EVs in America include consumer sentiment, supply chain issues, a lack of charging stations, and a questionable electric grid to support the increased demand. A reality TV staple is leaving the Big Apple for the bright lights of the Las Vegas Strip.
BravoCon, the largest reality TV convention, is saying goodbye to New York City and hello to Las Vegas. Last year's event brought more than 30,000 Bravoholics to the Big Apple. The 2023 BravoCon will take place November 3rd through the 5th, then will feature a ton of star-studded events for fans of the shows on Bravo. There will be special editions of Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live, a host of Real Housewives, plus panels, meet and greets, and live performances. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, USA News.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us. From the feelings that move us to the places that pull us on the roads that unite us. With nearly 6,000 stores and over 17,000 auto care centers, NAPA has America's largest network of parts and care, here to keep you firing on all cylinders.
Yeah. Go!